Nearly half of all U.S. undergraduates show up for their first day of class unprepared for the rigors of college life. Many of these students require extra education to get them ready for their college courses. These extra classes cost time and money, and it often leads to students dropping out or piling on additional debt. To solve this, some colleges are turning to the fast-growing supply of online courses to help prepare their freshmen for college. Sebastian Thrun is the CEO of Udacity, an online education organization. They're offering college readiness courses for credit through a partnership with San Jose State University. Sebastian is a Google Fellow, part-time research professor of computer science at Stanford, and former director of the Stanford Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. Sebastian Thrun, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
This figure kind of astounds me, almost half of undergraduates being unprepared for college. So I got to ask, if they're unprepared, why are colleges accepting them?
Well, they come in and they make the admissions hurdle, and then they're being found not to be good enough in English or in mathematics. And about almost 60% in the California state students find themselves in what's called remedial education, which is basically take your high school classes again, you have a year, and if you don't make it, you're out.
Now, how do you see online courses as helping in this?
Well, they first of all change the access equation. So especially in like inner city places and so on, where access to college education is not available, they bring it to those places. They also make it possible to learn in the evenings, during the summer months, and so on.
Now, as I understand it, people I've talked to say that it requires a lot of self-motivation to do an online course. Is this the group of people who are good at taking online courses? Does online fit with these folks?
I think you're right, it requires self-motivation. We've been trying to change this. So we actually staff our online classes with a physical staff of people that will hassle you when you fall behind and make sure when you get stuck you have a helpful person that can help you. We have a 24/7 even helpline online that people can turn to. And as a result, we've been able to get the retention rate of these classes up way above 80%, which is actually really, really good.
So they finish the classes, but does it work to prepare them for college? Are they entering college at the level they need to be in reading and writing?
We've done this only in math so far, so in reading and writing we have no experience. But we believe so. We actually give kids college credit. So when they come in, and that credit actually transfers all the way to the UC system, the University of California system. So when they come in, they can actually skip initial classes and even go through college faster.
And how does the cost of these courses compare to what students might otherwise do to get up to speed to start college classes?
So that's my real pet peeve here. In the last 30 years, we've seen an escalation of college costs. It's been about a factor of 10 in the last 30 years. And we've basically reset those classes relative to what kids pay at college by about a factor of 10, back to the level of the 1970s. And the hope is to really go in and make college affordable again. So if you compare it to AP classes at high school, they have very different dynamics. You have different instructor and so on. But to get actual college credit, these are the San Jose State Plus credits are the cheapest credits you get in the nation, to my knowledge.
Now, Sebastian, are students who enter Stanford University, where you're a research professor, I don't imagine students coming to Stanford need this kind of remedial training to get to the level they have to be at to take college classes, do they?
Yeah, so some of our classes are more advanced, and certainly having college credit under your hood when you apply for graduate school is useful no matter where you go. But it's correct. Stanford chooses students that, by and large, are better prepared, and they get to choose the top students. But, I mean, look, if you look at a state like California, there's lots of students, and we can't just educate the elite students.
Hey, Sebastian, thank you so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you.
Sebastian Thrun, CEO of Udacity. It's an online education organization, and they're focusing in on getting students who've been accepted to college ready for college. Turns out nearly half of them are not. They need remedial courses to kind of boost their skills up to the level so they can start taking classes.